In today's gospel text, we see the calling of Jesus' first disciples, the day that the lives of four fishermen radically changed. The calling of St. Peter and the other disciples in the gospel narratives have become paradigmatic texts for the way that the church views its mission in the world. As the congregation of God's saints gathered here in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, let us hear what the Lord has to say to us today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our pericope begins with the crowds gathering around Jesus, pressing in on him. They do not know who he is, but the word of God draws them to him. While the crowds pressed in, the Lord saw two boats and fishermen washing their nets after a hard and long night's toil. Fruitless toil. And he headed in their direction. As the rabbi Jesus approached him, Simon Peter was oblivious that his days of toiling in the dark were over, or that the teacher addressing him was the light of the world. Simon Peter could not even have imagined that dawn was breaking on a world that had for so long lived under the shadow of sin and death. The Lord Jesus boarded Simon Peter's boat and asked for the boat to be put off from the shore so that he could teach the crowds. Simon Peter complied and took the word made flesh onto the water, turning his boat into an ark of sorts. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant carried the word of God that was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And in the ark, God dwelled with his people. Now the word of God incarnate himself sat in Peter's boat and dwelt with his people in a yet better way, teaching the people from inside Peter's fishing boat turned ark. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets." Now our English translation makes Peter's response a little too pious. Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." "Master," Peter says, "it's not Lord, but sounds respectful enough." Think again. The Greek word used is more precisely captain. Peter is a fisherman by trade, and not just some bloke that goes to the shore on his weekend to catch some dinner. We have heaps of evidence that Peter was a commercially successful fisherman. We know from the Gospel of Mark that Peter's business partners, James and John, employed hired servants. We know that the high priest knew John, which suggests that his family was a family of some wealth. We also know that in the Roman province of Judea, it was not legal for just anyone to go out and fish in order to guarantee their share of the profits, which governments are wont to do. They auctioned off the right to fish to the highest bidder. It was not uncommon for two families to come together to purchase that right. In this case, the Zebedee brothers, Peter and his brother Andrew. So here is Simon, a fisherman, having toiled all night, applying every craft and skill of his trade to no avail. And this rabbi tells him, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." It is little wonder that Simon responds to this rabbi by saying, "Aye, aye, captain. I'm just a professional who's worked literally all night for nothing. But who am I to question your judgment?" Peter does not know that he speaks to the one who set the boundaries of the deeps and filled them with the fish. In spite of his sarcasm, Peter lets down his nets at the word of Christ. And behold, the nets are filled with a large number of fish, so great that they begin to burst. And even when the Zebedee brothers rush to the scene to help out, the boats begin to sink. How does Peter react to this miracle? We read, "When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" Not captain this time, but Lord. We often don't give Peter enough credit. We make fun of him for putting his foot in his mouth. But he is a more astute theologian than you or I. Instead of just gaping at the miracle that he has seen, he sees the sign and understands what it is pointing to. He falls on his knees and confesses, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He knows his Torah. He knows he is a sinner, and he knows he is in the presence of God. Sinners do not survive long in the presence of a holy God, and Peter knows this. All who were with him were astonished at the miracle that they saw. And this isn't just wonder, but it's the type of amazement that is closely coupled with terror. But it is to Peter specifically that Jesus speaks absolution. For it is Peter who confessed. "Do not be afraid," the Lord says. "From now on, you will be catching men." And the Greek more particularly says, "You will be catching men alive," or even, "You will be catching men for life." At the word of Jesus, Simon Peter no longer has fear. At the word of Jesus, Peter has become not a fisherman, but an apostle. Peter had made his living by trapping fish in a net and pulling them into the boat to be sold and eaten. But now Peter has been made alive at the word of Christ. He casts a net of absolution, of forgiveness. And now he does not draw fish from the sea, but dead men from the flood of the waters of holy baptism to new life. And there in the boat, in the ark, in the church, they are not scattered and sold for food, but gathered, protected, and preserved. And Simon Peter need not fear fruitless toil in the dark anymore, for the Lord will provide the catch. Just like Simon Peter applied his knowledge and skill to getting fish into the boat, we are all susceptible to applying church growth models when it is the word of Jesus who fills the boat to the point of sinking. And to you, little fishies, hear the word of absolution from our Lord. Do not fear. For by Christ's word, you have been gathered, caught in the net of the gospel. According to Christ's words and institution, you have been pulled from the waters of holy baptism into the boat of the church, into the ark. And here, in this boat, the Lord speaks his word, and the living God dwells with us in a yet better way. You are in the boat with Jesus, in the presence of the holy God, but you need not fear because you are no longer sinners but saints, made holy by the word that pronounces absolution, who washes with water, and who feeds his little fish with his body and blood. Amen.